This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Landis. I'm Mark Magnuson. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins says year-round E15 sales have the full support of the Trump administration, but it's up to Congress to pass legislation which expands access to E15. We will hear more from Secretary Rollins next.
Every farmer knows a strong season starts long before the planter rolls. At Landis, our agronomists are here to help you choose the right seed for your fields and protect it with acre-edge seed treatments that give your crop a stronger, healthier start. And with flexible financing options, it's easier than ever to plan ahead, manage cash flow, and capture early season savings. Talk with your local Landis agronomist today and plant with confidence.
USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins says that President Trump's early executive order cited year-round E15 as a solution to the nation's energy needs. She says now Congress must find a way to pass legislation for year-round sales of the higher ethanol blend.
While the Trump administration has gone as far as we can regulatorily to provide EPA E15 waivers, Congress must now do its job and pass nationwide year-round E15 legislation to continue to drive domestic crop demand, a clear win-win for farmers and consumers.
There is added urgency for legislation for nationwide E15 sales after last year's record corn crop and the price of corn continuing to decline. Rollins adds that the EPA is trying to increase corn use through the renewable fuel standard.
Our EPA has also proposed the highest and most aggressive renewable volume obligation, or RVO, proposal in history, which once final will ensure corn and soy and sorghum producers have a long-term certainty and a demand stream domestically that is already helping consumer prices at the pump.
The proposal has been delayed, first by the Biden administration, followed by a further delay during the Trump administration. A final rule is expected to be delivered by as late as March. For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters.